Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your host of Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for see and get underway. Most entrepreneurs who start a new business do it from the joy of bringing their idea into the world and also to make money. Somewhere in the startup of the business, they become responsible for every aspect of the business. Does your business then have a consciousness? What can your business, can your consciousness draw in clients, systems, money, and staff for you?
What would your business be like if you did not have to control everything, but instead could partner with the business and its energy for guidance instead? What can your business contribute that you have not yet considered?
Helping us with the question is Lalay Hancock, is a transitional facilitator and business coach. Lalay is dedicated to empowering people and organizations of all ages and stages of growth to grow and expand.
Lalay is a certified facilitator for Right Riches For You, a specialty program of Access Consciousness. So greetings, Lalay Hancock. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Hi, everyone.
Hey. Thanks for coming on our show.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course.
And we were talking earlier that you win the award for the best podcast backdrop. We like that.
How does it get better?
It's very fancy, like a crown behind your head.
Okay, all engines ahead standard. At the end of today's show, we'll share with you our best home-based business tips. Today's tip, what is the most neglected factor in your businesses, in communicating your business's brand, and a factor that you can easily communicate? Stay tuned and we'll give you the answer at the end of today's show.
So, Lalay, this is such a different concept about business. Can you say more about letting your business work for you?
Yeah, it's funny because most of us, you know, when we think about creating our own business, we're like, okay, it's my idea. It's what I would like to bring out in the world and I have to do everything. Because at the beginning, if you are looking for a home-based business, you are looking towards costs and trying to keep everything lean. But what if actually that's not what's going to help you grow your business? You have a talent, you have a desire, you have abilities that desire for this business to come alive. But each of our businesses, they're separate entities. They actually have consciousness and they're here to create with you, not just you having to do everything yourself.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit more about that term consciousness? That's an interesting term for your business. Can you expand on that way a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, everything has consciousness. Each of us has consciousness. The trees have consciousness. You know, things have consciousness, like a living source. And the business itself, like when we get that idea that we want to start our own business, it usually is the consciousness of something that desires to come alive. And you allow it and assist it to come alive. You give it a name, you know, you may turn it into an LLC or a C Corp or something else and bring it alive. But actually, there is this energy that wanted to create with you. And a lot of times people are willing to know that certain things like our watch, our water has consciousness, but we forget our businesses actually have consciousness. And one of the things that we do is that we decide we have to be the sole source of bringing everything, the clients, the employees, the products, the shipping, that everything becomes our responsibility. Okay. Yes, there's some doing involved here as well. But what if it didn't have to be you doing everything from A to Z? And when you start to actually acknowledge that your business has a consciousness, you can start to talk to your business. And guess what? Your business is not going to talk back verbally the way I'm talking, but it will give you ideas. It will give you information. And then you'll know like, oh, today I needed to go down this street for a reason. You know, it's just like different kinds of information the consciousness will give you.
To maybe make a more tangible connection with the consciousness is this consciousness something that your customers and the people you interact with your business that they will sense? And that's one of the reasons why you need to be sensitive to that consciousness, because the people you're interacting with, the people you're doing business with, they're sensing it too.
Yeah, there's an energy that we all have, and it's really interesting. I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs because the first place they like to go is a competition with other people that might be doing similar things. But actually what draws your client to you is the energy of you and your business. And you can live down the street from someone else who does the same thing, but there's something that gets the curiosity, that energy just kind of pulls the client to you. And sometimes the clients don't cognitively even know why. They're like, I don't even know why, but I happened to be walking down the street and I saw your business, or I happened to be Googling and I found you. It's the energy and that consciousness that's actually drawing people to you. And we do call it some different tools that we facilitate with Right Riches for you. There is energy pools. There's ways to energetically pool businesses, partnerships, clients and employees, relationships and other people to you and your business, including money.
So something I'm hearing there is energy. Yeah. That consciousness generates an energy, and that's what your customers are going to feel. And you better pay attention to that, because your competitors, they also have an energy, and you have to be cognizant of that. Well, so what, you know, looking at this consciousness and looking at this energy, what are different ways that, you know, that you can get the business then to work for you if you're sensitive to this consciousness?
Yeah, the first thing is every day be willing to let go any kind of decisions and projections you've put on the business the day before. And I know it sounds a little silly, like, no, we want to carry everything through. We don't, actually. Whatever occurred yesterday, you want it to be that you're very grateful for it, even if there were things that weren't very positive things that occurred in the business, and actually be thankful for them. Because everything's going to give you information and ways you can improve it tomorrow. Okay. So letting go of yesterday, and then just like every day being like, okay, business, today, who are we? Who can we pull in? Who do we need to talk to? Who do we need to add to the business today? And when you ask that, who or what can I add to the business today? You're allowing it to be clients. You're allowing it to be systems or tools, like you guys, you know, a video conference that might be able to assist someone with their business. You become more aware of different things that you can add to the business, including money. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us, you know, we get distracted that we have all these things we have to do for the business, and we forget if we're willing to also ask the business for money, it will pull in people who are going to actually spend money on your business.
Well, I like that idea. I'm going to start my day off tomorrow saying, dear business, I need more money.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, the frequency and energy is really important here. If you do every day from gratitude, you don't allow judgment to exist. And most of us kill our businesses because we have so many judgments. We didn't just do this right, or the business isn't, like, we're constantly like beating up the poor business. But if you go from, even if things didn't go the way you wanted them to go yesterday, be thankful for every single one of it and ask, now what is available to me? What possibilities are available? How many different kinds of multiple streams of possibilities are available with revenue streams attached? Because then what you're doing is, it's like, you know, just think about it. Unfortunately, I'm going to give an example that's not great, but if you're constantly telling someone how wrong they are, do they want to be in a relationship with you? Like, do they even want to be a partner with you? After a while, they're like, I'm out of here. Because
I'm not going to return the phone call. Well, kind of looking at this another way, you brought up a good point. So you're saying you don't want to let tomorrow, you know, you want to start each day fresh. And so is kind of the issue there is if you go into the next day kind of weighed down from the previous day, does that take you away from that present moment focus that you need to be fully cognizant and conscious in the, you know, the present moment of your next business day? Is that one of the reasons why you want to learn from the previous day, but you don't want to let it define the next day?
You nailed it. Exactly. And plus, you want to also let go any of the energies that were stuck in yesterday. And instead, focus it more on what are the possibilities. Because even problems, I got to tell you, problems are actual possibilities with a judgment attached to them. And when you are willing to actually look at everything like, okay, I have two choices here. I can look at this as a problem, distract myself and my business and go down this road, or I can say, okay, this has already occurred. Now what are we going to do? Now what choices do we have available? Who can we talk to actually has expertise in this area that can assist us? Like, you always have different choices that you can make if you're willing to, you know, have a different perspective.
Oh, it's choices too. You know, in other words, by having a fresh perspective each day, you won't, you know, corrupt the choices that you need to make. You'll have the most objective take on it. That's good. Well, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Downline Builders Network, DBN. The DBN company helps build your network marketing downline 100% automated, free postcards and hot leads each month. Pre-enroll now to lock in your position. For more information, call 866-722-5363 or mail postcards from home.com or visit our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Now, Lalay, you have created multiple businesses that have global reach. Can you share more about the ways your businesses have personally contributed to that?
Yeah, and I actually want to add, when I was saying, you know, don't be the only sole source to the business, that's the other piece of it. When we don't define that the business has to look like a certain way every single day, we actually allow other opportunities to become available. And for me, I have two global businesses right now, and both of them, it doesn't mean that I have staff everywhere around the world, but I have different people strategically placed that partner with me around different things that I'm trying to do. And I think a lot of times with home-based and now with the internet, everything's so easy. You could be reachable anywhere around the world. But most people still think, oh, I'm just going to focus on the US, or I'm just going to focus in my niche of this city that I live in. And when you're doing that, you're actually limiting the places that the business can energetically go and bring you clients, or bring you partnerships, or bring you people that can help you grow your business in a different city or country. So for me, I have these power teams that I have, you know, strategically put into different countries, and they might change from year to year. Like, for example, I was just in Tokyo and have different people that are there to assist me. When you're not in that country, you need local people who can, one, translate the information possibly to the people, but there's cultural differences and there's different ways of how people do business. And you want to have the awareness of that information.
I just want to tie into that because that's a really key point. Of, you know, we emphasize with this global economy getting more international, it can really leverage a home business. But the challenge I see here is, you know, there are cultural challenges, there's language barriers. You mentioned Tokyo, so that's a completely different culture. I've had the opportunity to travel over there in the military. You know, there's a different culture, and there's not so much a different language because I find that most people speak English. But just how did that work out for you? How did you, with your team you set up there, how did you overcome so you could work together more effectively with your team from Japan?
Japan has been amazing. I've been there 3 or 4 times so far. Actually, most of them don't speak English. So I think it might have been a little different in the military where you were exposed. But a lot of them are very culturally strict about, they want to see everything in Japanese. They don't want to see it in English. They go into all sorts of little, you know, chaos worlds when they think that, you know, it's a foreign language to them. Mm. Once again, it's about asking questions. And I start with, talking to my business, what are places that we can go to that are actually seeking what we have? So, you know, I do facilitate classes. So there's some products that get linked to that, but there could be some services. It could be training. There are sessions, you know, coaching sessions and things. There's lots of different pieces to it. And seeing where in the world are people seeking you and your products and services or whatever it is that your business is. And it's funny, Tokyo was one that really triggered for me 2 years ago when I first went there. And it all started for me talking to my business. It was not a place I had, you know, put on the charts of places that the business desired to grow into until I was like, hey, Bella Pimo, like, where would it be fun for us to go? And the people are actually seeking that what we bring to the table.
I want to key in on that point, seeking. You had a demand signal then for the product and services that you provided. You were sensitive to that demand signal that you had from Japan. So you didn't force your business on it. You found that there was demand there if you were sensitive to it and were willing to take the risk.
And you know, there's different steps to risk too. I know we talk a lot about, like, you know, making sure that you're doing your risk assessments and things of that sort. But sometimes you really won't know until you try it. And so that's really, choice creates awareness. Like, you, like, okay, the business said this. And then I would ask other questions. Okay, so is this information, even of the possibility of going to Japan, is that today, or is this more of a future possibility for me? Okay. And then it's like, who do I know who's been there? Who can give me information? Because you have to continuously educate yourself and be aware of the environment. And then, okay, who can I add to the business that has that information and can assist me in getting to wherever we're going in Japan?
Now that's the key point then. So for somebody who's home base and saying, my gosh, this is completely foreign to me and I don't speak the language, but if you have that demand signal to bridge that gap, find somebody that you can participate and partner with to help you make a foothold into that market.
And be in constant question. You know, one of the things that we do with Write Riches, we're constantly in question. And Write Riches is about adding richness to your business and into your life. It's not just about money, it includes money, but it really is about staying in constant question of the business and being willing to also be aware of surroundings of what's happening in the world.
Let's talk a little bit about limiting then, you know, about those businesses. You speak a lot about the ways that, you know, we limit our business. Can you give us more details about that, about how we might be subconsciously limiting our business?
Yeah, I talk to a lot of people that, you know, when they think of their business, they're like, okay, I created it to be this product, or I created it to be this service, or I created it to be a nail salon, or whatever it is. And they're very, they put their business in a box, you know, like, that's all we do. That's what I got myself, you know, LLC'd as, and that's what I do. But that's only one avenue of the way that your business brings in streams of revenue and streams of possibility and streams of being able to grow and take whatever you have and actually take it out into the world. So it is about staying in constant question and not limiting it to what you've defined it. So the first place I start with people is get rid of all the definitions they've made about what their business is, who their clients are, the areas that they service. I worked with one company, they were only hospitality. So they would only focus hospitality, but the business actually desired to do the work that they're doing in other industries. So it's like, take away all of these boxes that you're placing around the business, and what does the business actually desire and who does it desire to talk to today? And you will find all of these doors open.
Now, going back to an earlier theme, point you made about yesterday and tomorrow, I bet a lot of these boxes, maybe if you kind of carry the previous day over, you've subconsciously created a box.
Yeah.
And that could be limiting you the next day if you're not paying attention to that.
it becomes these subconscious moments actually become secret agendas. Like we say, okay, I'll never do that again. Or, you know, there's things that your languaging is very important to the energy and the consciousness in which you're actually creating out in the world. So it is, when you're letting go of yesterday, you're also letting go of the languaging and all these places you have these secret agendas, and you're starting fresh canvas and allowing your business to thrive for today.
I like that, fresh canvas.
Great, well, Lele Hancock, this has been a great discussion on letting your business's consciousness work for you. Do you have any final points to share with our audience?
I say have fun. One of the greatest ways for our businesses to grow and for our lives just to grow and money. For more money to be in your life, you actually have to have more joy. So pick the things that truly you enjoy doing, and the things that you think, I don't really enjoy this, like find someone who has the enthusiasm to do it, because that's what's going to help grow your business as well. And don't make it so serious. We make business so serious, and a lot of times we crash the business because we're so serious about it. Have fun, enjoy it, and allow the business to contribute to you in bringing in people and money.
Lele Hancock, thanks for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for coming on our show. To learn more about Lele Hancock, visit our podcast website at homebusinessmag.com for more information.
Thank you so much.
What was that?
I was just saying thank you so much.
Yes.
And I'm very grateful if you guys also can look at writerichesforyou.com.
Oh, that will
do.
We'll put that all on the podcast website page. Okay, the answer to today's home business tip, what is the most neglected factor in communicating your business's brand? And a factor that you can easily communicate. Incorporate the right colors into your brand logo. The wording in the logo of your brand are only one aspect of the brand. Choose the right colors so that that's also making the branding connection with your client base that you'd like to make.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com. Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors as well. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Cheryl Lynn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.